Shai Davidi joins us on Primetime Sports.
You got him there.
The only segue I had working Shai. Thanks for doing this, man.
You got it.
So are they a happy team today? John Gibbons, Jose Bautista, they've kissed and made up. Life is good.
I don't know if they've kissed and made up, but it's another day. There's 32, 33 of these things left, and get back at it.
So you're at the countdown stage now, Shai? You're just waiting for it to be over? Are any of the Jays feeling like that, given that they're game over 500?
Well, I don't know if they're quite at that stage, but the countdown is definitely a factor because they don't have a lot of time for at this point, something close to a miracle to happen. So, you know, the best thing they can kind of do is approach it the way the St. Louis Cardinals did in 2011. Just kind of put your head down and say, look, we're not going out like this. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens, happens. But let's try and play with a little bit of pride and close out the season feeling as good about ourselves as we can. And, you know, then the Atlanta Braves collapsed and then ended up taking them to the postseason. You know, I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but it's certainly a better way to go out than, you know, with a tail between your legs, the way it's looking right now.
Shai, I'm interested in getting your take on some of the stuff that was written about Jose Bautista today. Our friend Bob Elliott talking to Jose Bautista and quoting Jose Bautista saying that, you know, I'm back next year, or essentially saying I plan on playing out the final 2 years of my contract. This has been something that's kind of percolated or kind of been in the background ever since the trade deadline. I think Jays fans have sort of, some of them maybe more openly than others, wondered if at some point Jose Bautista reaches the stage that Carlos Delgado did, that Roy Halladay did, and that Sean Green did. I wasn't around for Sean, but I was for Carlos and for Roy Halladay. And for a variety of reasons, this doesn't seem at all to be similar to those two circumstances, where I really did get the impression that both Carlos Delgado and Roy Halladay had kind of, they'd kind of reached the end of their shelf life with the Blue Jays. I'm just not getting that with Jose, are you?
No. You know what's interesting to me is that this is the whole, should Jose Bautista be traded, should Jose Bautista come back? I mean, this is all in the public realm, the public discussion that, you know, oh, is he a good leader and all this stuff. I don't know that this is an issue as much within the front office. I mean, you've got one of the most elite sluggers in baseball, that a commodity that's increasingly hard to come by under a team-friendly contract. You know, say what you will about him, but dude plays about as hard as anybody between the lines. I just don't get why everyone's in such a rush to trade him and to get rid of him. You know, I understand the theory, like, oh, you can turn him into a bunch of pieces and plug several holes, but I just don't know that there's that kind of deal out there that's going to solve so many of your issues that you're going to be better served. And who are you going to replace Jose Bautista mm-hmm. with if you do move him? So I think you put all those factors together, it's a completely different situation. You know, I mean, Delgado, he was a free agent. He was, at that point, he was close to 40% of the club's payroll, mm-hmm. 20 million of the 50 million or whatever. Yep. So, I mean, they clearly needed to move him because they really couldn't do anything aside from having him. And Halladay, I mean, that was totally his call. I mean, he was getting towards the end of his career, and he knew that if he wanted to be part of a contending team, the Blue Jays heading into a rebuild after A.J. Burnett left, I mean, that was going to be dire circumstances. So I see nothing comparable here. And I still have trouble understanding why everyone wants to get rid of Jose Bautista quickly as they do.
It's a Toronto thing. It's a Toronto thing
sure.
to me. That's all this is. Like, you just nailed it, Shai. He's got a friendly contract. He's a power hitter. No matter what you trade for him, you're not going to get him back. If you get three average guys, well, now you have three average guys. Wouldn't you rather have one superstar and two average guys around him instead of three average guys? I just don't get it. For some reason, this city and for some reason when it comes to sports, they just like to pick on a superstar when they finally get one. And this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I can see, you know, the team's underachieved, so he's the easiest guy to point to. He's the superstar on the team, so he's going to take a fair share of the heat. But I think there's other areas to point to besides Jose Bautista.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting to me is that, you know, the Ejection Sunday has kind of become a pretext into, or people are using it as an excuse to hold a referendum on whether he's a leader for the team and all. And everyone ignores the play that he made he didn't end up making the catch on it, but the way he ran into the wall in the first inning trying to catch a Ben Zobrist double. You know, how many guys are willing to sacrifice their body, willing to run into a wall trying to make a play the way he is at this point in the season with the way things have gone? You know, there's so much to like about it. Then you look at the way he broke up the double play last night in the ninth.
That was
inning.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, these are good, hard baseball plays. That's leadership. The nonsense about people want to spout about, you know, a guy standing up and, oh, he's a positive example. Also, that's a positive example, playing hard on the field. And, you know, the other stuff, I just don't get why fans and some media want to eat a superstar like him.
He's an easy target because he's the one person that even the most average fan knows. Everybody knows Jose Bautista. But I think that's, to me, Jeff, you can chime in. I mean, to me, that's what it is. And those two, the trade deadline thing and him getting kicked out, are the two easy things to point to that we all saw that we can all identify, as we talked about earlier this week, I think.
Yeah, I think he just... People in this city don't ever want to blame... They don't want to blame a bunch of people for something. It's always one guy. It's always the coach or the GM or the star player. There's this unwillingness to sort of cast a wide... Well, to just assume that maybe the team isn't as talented as a lot of people thought it was, and that's not a reflection necessarily on its most talented player. It's hard for fans to do that. I realize that. It's hard for some people in the media to do it. Shai, I want to move on and ask you about Kevin Pillar. You know, I know a couple of people knowing that Kevin Pillar was called up and Nolan Reimold was DFA'd said, you know, finally, a lot of people have been wondering why Kevin Pillar hasn't been up here before. What's your take on the whole situation? Was he in John Gibbons' doghouse? Is it that simple?
I think, well, what he did, the way he took that pinch hitting situation landed him there. But ultimately, you're not going to bury the guy forever because of that. And, you know, John Gibbons made the point a couple times that the way he's played at Buffalo, that he earned his way back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's hard to disagree. I mean, all the guys down with the Bisons is hit, and the Blue Jays could use that. And then why now? I know this was a big question. Why now? Why not wait 6 days or whatever it is when rosters expand? My sense that, you know, by the decision to try and get Nolan Reimold off the 40-man roster early is a way to create space for possibly Daniel Norris, or maybe if Brandon Morrow starts making progress. So this was a move that you were going to make in a few days anyways. He's the next guy off the 40-man roster. He's someone the Blue Jays were probably going to non-tender in the offseason anyways. So you put all those factors together, and you get the right timing for Pillar to return.
Shai, we got 3 minutes left. I understand you did the ice bucket challenge. We do have visual of it.
It's true. It did happen.
And I understand the manager.
There's Shai on our TV screen. Oh, it's Gibbons.
You're wearing your Sportsnet shirt.
Take us through it, Shai.
There you go. Gibbons pouring water over top of you. Oh, and he did it slowly and then rapidly.
Yeah, well, I think he wanted to try and extend the pain for as long as he could. He takes a little barb at me as well, which I think it's airing on Blue Jays Central tonight. So if anyone wants to watch it then with the audio. But, you know, Michael Grange challenged me, and so I decided to stop. And, you know, I nominated my Sportsnet.ca colleagues, Mike Cormack and Ben Nicholson-Smith, as well as Jamie Campbell, fine host of Blue Jays Central. And, you know, try to do my little part for our community.
It would have been fun to have Jose Bautista dump water on John Gibbons.
Well, there would have been a bit of pretext for that, wouldn't it, there? Yeah.
Did Gibbons turn the table on you and after the ice bucket challenge was done and say, Shai, what did you think of the ice bucket challenge? What did you think of your performance out there today?
No, I think I was probably shivering a little bit too much to have come up with a sensical answer. Good thing that he didn't.
Now, Blair, have you done it?
I don't know.
So two-thirds of a Shai. I know I did it. You did it. Blair doesn't know if he did it.
I don't know.
You'd remember it if you did it, right, Shai?
I can't remember.
Yeah, you wouldn't forget. But, you know, Jeff, you're not turtling, are you?
No, I don't think anybody's.
Well, since we've both done it,
I don't think anybody's challenged.
I'll challenge. Yeah. Okay.
Both of us have done it. Well, let's drop it right now.
You've already done your. There's a statute of limitations. You have to challenge the person as soon as you do it. So therefore, your challenge is invalid because you've already challenged three other people.
You know what I hear there? Turtle, turtle, turtle.
Yes, exactly.
We'll see. I have enough issues. I don't know if I can handle having water dropped on me.
That's true. You can handle it. I could pour this Bob water on you right now.
Yeah, we've already had people water in each other in the studio. Thanks to Tim and Sid, the place is still soaked.
And Ryan, you challenged Blair already? There we go.
I didn't get the...
You didn't answer.
On what? On Twitter? Email. Twitter. I'll have to look. I don't recall being challenged. Shai, thanks for doing this.
Anytime, fellas.